Morning. Young people. It seems so long ago that we were working with the young people. And I admit this was such a blessing. And they are a great source of inspiration. Huh? But not mature enough to have a meal this afternoon. I was a bit gutted then. I thought, yeah, I'm getting up towards that age now. But still, no. Right, boys and girls, mums and dads, grands and granddads. I am a granddad as well. Oh my goodness. Right, I want to ask you a question. Now, this is for the younger age group. If somebody came and emptied your bins at home, what job would they be doing? What would you call them? No, not that. Leon? A bin man, yeah. Okay, a bin man. We may not be called that anymore. Probably something like waste management technicians or something. Okay, so yes, a bin man. What about if you went to a cake shop and bought a beautiful, hot, crusty loaf of bread? What sort of job would they do? What would you call them? A baker. Now, what would you call a sower of seed? Go on then, go on you. I love kids. Right, okay, yes. I wasn't expecting that. All right, well, could we sort of bring it down? I give you a clue. Garden centres or potato people? Well, not potato people, but... Do we have anybody, please? A farmer! Or a gardener, yes. That's what I was looking for. But do you know something? You don't have to be a farmer or a gardener to sow seeds. Anybody. From knee high to a grasshopper to the older generation can sow seeds. Now, does anybody know what their name actually means? Does anybody? You know, like when you go to these garden centres or seaside shops and you see the cups hung up on with your names on them and it always tells you what your name means. When I was a younger person, probably about 10, my mother discovered, to my horror, that my name actually means farmer, or, as she said, cultivator of the land. So suddenly, I had gone from a 10-year-old boy to somebody that had green fingers. Now, unfortunately for me, every weekend, practically, in the summer, I was in the garden with my mum. And at the end of it, I had every coloured finger you could think of. Black, blue, trapped between rocks, red, with thorns from rose bushes, green, from cutting the grass. I hated gardening. I still hate gardening. But I did learn to sow seeds. And as I said, any one of us in here can go to a garden centre or the supermarket and buy packs of seeds. And hopefully, they should grow. But today I want to look at a little story that Jesus told in the Bible. You probably all know it. Can anybody guess what it's going to be? The parable of the sower. So are you all paying attention? It's very short. And it goes like this. So we're reading from Matthew 13, verse 4. Now, a man, or a farmer, went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the hard path. And the birds came and ate up the seed. Some of it fell on rocky places. And because the soil was shallow, the plant sprang up very quickly. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and died because they had no roots. Other seed fell amongst thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. So that's a good crop. But what I'd like to say today to not just young people, but all of us, Jesus wasn't actually talking about seeds, was he? What do you think Jesus was actually talking about? Firstly, the story starts off a man or a farmer. Who do you think that Jesus was really referring to? God. That's right. So God was the actual farmer. Or God was the man that went out and sowed the seeds. What was the seed? What do you think the seed was? What was God referring to by the seed? Go on, Cameron. Yes, but what I believe God was saying was, he was the farmer, and the seed that he was throwing here, there and everywhere was his word. So this what we read every day is the seed, God's word. And that's what Jesus was trying to get across to the people. So if God was the one that was sowing the seed, and he was sowing his word, telling us about God's kingdom, what was the soil? What do you think the soil was? Exactly, us. We are the soil. So, if just in case you were thinking, what's in the box? Does anybody know what's in the box? Even Leon doesn't know what's in the box. Well, first of all, when we come to church, and I'm not just talking about young people, I'm talking about us older ones as well. When we come, and somebody's stood up here preaching the word, where's our minds? In all honesty, once or twice, but not very often, I'm thinking, what have I got to do this afternoon? Wonder what we're having for tea today. Or you younger people, wonder how I get past that level on my PlayStation. Or something to do with brats, maybe. So, we're actually hearing the word, but we're not really listening. You know, it's going in here and out there. What sort of soil would that be? could that be the soil that was in Jesus' story as the rock hard ground, where the seeds came out, landed on the rock hard ground? What do you think actually grew from that? Nothing. There's the seed. Anything growing? Nothing. The soil was so hard, the ground was rock hard, the seed just landed on top of it, couldn't go anywhere. So the birds, ooh, there's my dinner, came down, swooped to eat it all up, all gone. No plants, no crop, no harvest. And that's what we could be like. You're coming in and you start thinking, I am totally bored of this, I wish you'd shut up. And you go out and you've learnt nothing. But, having said that, some of the seed actually fell on rocky ground. So there was bits of soil in between. Now, it could be that you're sat there and you're thinking, he's not bad today, that George. Oh yeah, I liked what you said today. And you take it on board. But then what happens? You go home. Ah, Ben 10's on. So you suddenly start watching Ben 10. Or Bratz, or whatever it is that girls watch today. Or Mums and Dads, you know, you've got a bit of decorating to do. Mum's got the cooking to do. So everything that you'd heard in church that morning, suddenly, has gone out the window. So, what happens to this plant then? It actually starts to grow. But because it only has shallow roots, very soon, what happens, Iona? Is that a good plant? No. What's wrong with it? It's dead. Do you know, I actually had to pay for that. B&Q, I had to pay for it. I can't believe it. But that, in fact, I'm going to keep that. But that's what happens. The plant is now growing through rocks and stones, so it hasn't really got any substance to it. It can only grow so far, and then the sun, well actually it wasn't sun because we're not adding it, it's been rained. It's been rained upon. It's drowned. But you see, that's what we could be like. We can hear the word of God. We can like what we hear, but the moment we leave chapel, it's gone and out of our minds. Or, we could be the soil that's pretty good soil, and we come in and we hear whatever's been said, and we think, yes, I like that. I'm going to go home and I'm going to put that into practice. When my mum and dad tells me to tidy my room, I'm going to tidy it. Yeah. Or, when my mum and dad tells me to wash the pots, I'm going to do it. Yeah. But you see, that is what happens. So for a short while, you may go home and do as your parent says. Or dad, you will do the garden as your wife tells you to. Or mums, well, you just do whatever you want to do anyway. So what do you think that plant would grow like? That could be the plant that's not doing too badly, but there's also a lot of weeds in it. So for a short while, you boys and girls, you do what your mum and dad say. Dad, you're out in the garden, then it starts to rain and you're back in. And the weeds eventually start to choke the good works that you wanted to do. And we all know what weeds will do. They will take over. So before long, all the good deeds that we had started suddenly come to nothing. They all switch off and we go back to the way we used to live our lives. So that is the seed that fell amongst the weeds. or there's another seed. There's the seed that actually fell onto the good soil. The good soil that's full of nutrients, the good soil that gets just the right amount of rain and just the right amount of sunshine. Now, that's the times we come to church and we hear people like Curtis Hines and we all go out, yeah! You know, we're on top of the world. We hear the word of God, we like what we hear, and we think to ourselves, do you know something? I am going to do what Jesus did. I am going to go out there and I am going to pray for people. I am going to get the guts, the courage to go and pray for people I don't know. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tell my friends about Jesus. Now that's the seed that falls on good soil. That's the sort of soil that Jesus wants us to be. And what happens? We go out there, we go into the workplace, we go to schools, we go to our friends' houses, and we are Jesus to them. But you know what? There will come times when we do mess up our room. There do come times when we might swear, might take a puff of a cigarette round the bike shed. We will, from time to time, slip. But you know what? It's not the end of the world. Because we know a God. We know a Lord. We know some Holy Spirit that is within us. That if we say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I've done it again. If we mess up and we say sorry. If it's even better if we say sorry to our parents, or to our loved ones, or the person that we may have sinned against. But sometimes we can't pick up that courage. But we can pray to our Lord Jesus Christ for His forgiveness. And you know what? He will forgive us. So when we do wrong, even though we are the seed that are planted in good soil, He will forgive us. He'll pick us up, He'll dust us off, and He will say, go on. You've made a mistake, but you know, you're forgiven. Carry on. Try to do better tomorrow. And you know what? When we are seed that is planted in good soil, that's what we get. That is what we are after. So when you plant your seeds, I don't think you want to see this. No comparison, is there? We want to be gardens for Jesus that people will come and look at and think, wow, that's what I want my garden to look like. No, not that, but that. That is what Jesus wants us to look like. Believe it or not, that's from B&Q as well. So, what sort of soil do you want to be? What sort of soil are you at the moment? Are you the soil that's a bit rocky, a bit stony? Or are you the soil with miracle grow? I know which soil I want to be. And I know which soil Jesus wants us to be. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you want to spend time with us. Yes, Lord, us. And thank you, Jesus, that when you went back to the Father, you didn't leave us alone. But you sent your Holy Spirit to live amongst us and within us. And Lord, each one of us, I'm sure, in this room wants to be the good soil. Not the rocky soil. Not the soil that's filled with weeds. But the good soil. Help us to be that good soil today. And in this coming week, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.